Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Ruth, and today I'll be reading for us Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? Is not Boaz our relative, with whose young woman you were? See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Wash, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your cloak, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. But when he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." And she replied, "All that you say, I will do." So she went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had commanded her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. Then she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay down. At midnight the man was startled and turned over, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. He said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer." And he said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, in that you have not gone after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman. And now it is true that I am a redeemer, yet there is a redeemer nearer than I. Remain tonight, and in the morning, if he will redeem you, good, let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. Lie down until the morning." So she lay at his feet until the morning, but arose before one could recognize another. And he said, "Let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor." And he said, "Bring the garment you are wearing and hold it out." So she held it. And he measured out 6 measures of barley and put it on her. Then she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "How did you fare, my daughter?" Then she told her all that the man had done for her, saying, "These 6 measures of barley he gave to me, for he said to me, 'You must not go back empty-handed to your mother-in-law.'" She replied, "Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today." A few years ago, I visited San Diego for the first time, along with some friends as part of a Southern California trip. And while we were in San Diego, we were hosted by my friend Yu Chen, who some of you might know. And Yu Chen was a great host. He took us to some really amazing food spots. He showed us around La Jolla and downtown San Diego, and we had a mostly great time. Now, I say mostly, because on our last day in San Diego, before we made the drive up to Orange County, Yu Chen decided to take us on what he called a short, easy hike. And of course, we all thought, sure, hike sounds nice. We could work off dinner, enjoy the beautiful weather. And so we get in his car and he proceeds to drive us into this random residential neighborhood. We proceed to park in front of some stranger's house. We pack away our valuables, and at Yu Chen's request, oddly enough, we take off our shoes. It's at this point I was starting to get the sense that there was something that he wasn't telling us. And what he wasn't telling us was that we were about to embark on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, a somewhat obscure hike that has you descend from the cliff tops down onto the beach below. Now, I've been on some adventurous, foolhardy hikes over the years. I've even talked about some of them in the past, but this one was the one that had me the most afraid for my life. No joke, we were balancing on planks and swinging on ropes and jumping over this ravine that dropped about 50 or so feet down below. And what made it all the more perilous was that Yu Chen had perfectly timed it so that we arrived at the beach right at sunset, which meant that although we enjoyed a spectacular view, we had to climb back up the trail in complete darkness. Now, I'm telling this story because if you were to ask me, when was I the most reliant on someone? When was I the most willing to completely entrust my every step to another person? My answer was with Yu Chen at the Ho Chi Minh Trail. If he told me to step here, I'd step there. If he told me to crawl, I'd crawl. If he told me to jump, I'd jump. I had no choice but to completely submit to his guidance and his direction because I had no idea what I was doing or where I was going. And I was gladly in submission to my brother. You know, I'd wager that there aren't many times in our lives where we're compelled to offer total and complete submission to another person. There aren't that many situations in life that would cause us to completely hand over the reins and say, please help me. I am 100% willing to rely on you. Ruth, in our passage today, is tasked to do just this. If you've been following our journey through the book of Ruth this week, you know that Boaz is the redeemer for Naomi and Ruth's family. And the redeemer's duty is to offer security for the family in a few circumstances, most notable for us being when there is a widow that has no child. At the beginning of our passage today, Naomi urges Ruth to invoke Boaz's responsibility as the redeemer, to have him marry her. And as unfamiliar as this tradition might seem to us, what's important is that we understand that this was an established, upheld tradition in Israel. That's why Naomi is so joyful and relieved upon hearing Ruth's encounter with Boaz, because she knows that Boaz is more or less bound to offer them his help. And so we see that Ruth follows the advice of Naomi, and she finds Boaz as he's sleeping, and she does something really important. She uncovers Boaz's feet. It's a strange scene for us. You know, Ruth is supposed to communicate this request to Boaz, and she needs to wake him up to do so. But of all the ways she goes about doing this, she chooses to uncover his feet. But this is actually such a profound gesture, because it shows Ruth's attitude toward her submission. I think there's a nuance there that we can pick up on. If you think about it, Ruth's submission and reliance on Boaz is written into their relationship. You know, to choose to submit yourself to your Redeemer isn't particularly impressive. That's the expectation. But although Ruth could have chosen to just treat this as a transaction or a custom or an expectation, she recognizes the humility and the thankfulness that this request warrants as she looks to Boaz to aid her and Naomi. That's why she says, I'm your servant. You know, she could have woken up Boaz any other way. She could have just stated the facts and asked him to help her, but she chooses to posture herself as someone that's below Boaz, as someone who is in service to him. She chooses to meekly ask of him to take her and Naomi into his care and to enter into this relationship. When we examine Ruth's actions and this really pure heart she maintains as she looks to Boaz, we see that she chooses to submit with thankfulness and reliance. She chooses to submit well. If you reflect on your relationship with God, also a relationship that involves us submitting to his will and entering into his provision, how are you doing in submitting? Are you submitting well? Do you approach God in total submission and reliance, gratefully receiving from him? Or do you find yourself expecting God to hold up his end of the bargain, or to take care of you because that's his duty? You see, Ruth understood how blessed she was to have this relationship that she could rely on. And our relationship with Jesus is even better. We can rely on him to the utmost. Do you know today how blessed you are to be able to submit to him? This life, it can be full of challenges at times. You might feel like I did on that hiking trail, lost and anxious, wondering if you'll make it. But how amazing is it that we have a God that promises that he will walk with us, that he will take care of us, that he will guarantee our security. It lets me be reminded this morning of the privilege and the joy that is knowing him. And let's adjust our heart so that we can submit well. Let's pray. Lord, I just pray that as each and every one of us continue in our relationship with you, and as we submit more and more of ourselves to you, I pray that it isn't just a custom. It isn't just this emotionless expectation. But Lord, as we draw nearer and nearer to you, I pray that we are so filled with gratitude. We're so filled with thanksgiving. Lord, help us to humble ourselves before you and to say, Lord, we are your servants. Would you take care of us as we lay at your feet? Help us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.